All right, welcome to Two Jerks, One Vote, coming at you very, very late in the game here. We're actually recording this after the results of round three have already been published. So we already kind of know who's moving forward. I have been a little bit avoiding sort of a lot of the comments just because I wanted to be coming in fresh with my own opinions about the songs. But yeah, we're coming in very, very, very late due to, you know, a variety of circumstances, really. I don't want to go into it all that much more than that. What do you think, Chumpy?
Yeah, I would like to thank Mucus for for making my life miserable for the last week or so. But I am on the mend.
That's great to hear. I guess let's just launch into the introduction of our very special guest. Now, one of the big problems with Two Jerks, One Vote is that I'm a huge fan of each of our guests. You know, I love Crumpart so much, and Cybronica, and Owl, and like Micah is like the best dude, and so is Nivius, and Tommy, and Brian, and Will, and Josh, and literally everyone else. I'm just a huge fan, and we've had dozens of guests, and it's weird how awesome they are, and it's weird how great all of their music is, and our guest this time around is no different. The Dutch Widows has consistently released incredibly high quality, original, inventive, engaging, and engrossing music. Everything I've heard from this guy has been extraordinary. The first I'd heard was in Spintune 17, and don't get me wrong, Spintune 17 has four excellent Dutch Widows songs, but Spintune 18 came around with Pastel Purple Icing, which was a real head-turner, and which generated a lot of speculation, and which was a wonderful listen. He followed that up with more excellent tracks. I mean, I loved An Awkward Mend and its associated choreography. I still love that. Then he continued to release wonderful music in Spin Tunes 19 through 24, with 23 as Cardamom Seed. Sorry to dox you there. and the only consistent thing being how underrated you are. You typically make it to round three, no problem. And I know you were in round four in Spin Tunes 21. And of course, you won round three of Spin Tunes 21. But yeah, I think I'm kind of surprised that we haven't seen you in round four more. Now, I know you're also a FOMer, and you have an album on Bandcamp, and I really like that song, Just the White Wine, and A Great Adventure, and the rest is super strong too. Check out his stuff on Bandcamp, and he's also part of a Facebook group that does cover songs, and those are particularly good. His additions to that are particularly good. We should probably talk about that a little bit. Anyhow, yeah, so welcome Dutch Widows, who I think we're going to call Mike during this podcast. Is that right?
I think I should insist that you call me Mike from the Dutch Widows every time you refer to me, to give me my full title. Mike is fine.
Mike from the Dutch Widows to distinguish you from the other members of the Dutch Widows?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, yeah, but welcome. I must not have done as much online stalking as usual. What did I miss? What have you done that I have not called out yet?
Nothing. Oh. I think you capture everything. I mean, I play in a couple of bands, but it's very strictly middle-aged men playing kind of punk, new wave, ska music from our youth. Mostly to other middle-aged men, preferably with some kind of drink dependency issue. That's our target audience.
Oh my God, I would love to be part of something like that. I have to find my own middle-aged men's group to play punk and new wave covers. That sounds amazing.
Is it covers, or do you do originals too?
No, covers only. The most recent band I was in, the rest of the band just not interested in original music at all. Not in the slightest.
Do you guys ever take it to a pub or play live?
Oh, yeah. It's all live.
That's amazing.
We barely rehearse. and that's very obvious if you ever came to see us live.
One thing that I was looking around for, because I know that we referenced it on a previous podcast, but I couldn't find it, was you covered, I want to say, The Locomotion. Is that right?
Yeah.
For a Facebook group. Now, what was that Facebook group again?
That was for the PRF monthly series. It's where... Each month, the winner of the previous month chooses an artist and everybody covers one of their songs or writes a song as a tribute to that artist. I think I've done about half a dozen or so. Everybody votes on it, and there's a winner, and they get to choose the next one.
Did you get to choose?
I've never chosen. I have a list. I'm very prepared, just in case I ever win. I have a list ready, but I've not won. I've not done it for a while. I've not done one, I think, since Echo and the Bunnymen, I think it was, last year sometime. Okay. I think there were rumours that it was going to finish. I think they were talking about maybe stopping next year. So if anybody's interested in doing one, get in quick.
Okay. How did you find Spin Tunes? How did you get involved with this?
I think it was Von Vorten put something on a form chat room and just said, this is happening if anybody fancies it. And that was just before Spin Tune 17. So I signed up, loved it immediately, and carried on since.
Well, that's great. Are you aware of these other things that were involved with, like Songfight and Neurein? Are you having any interest in any of that?
Yeah, I've done Neurein once properly, with a proper attempt, a couple of years ago. I can't remember quite when. And I did do one song in the Neurein Just Gone, just as a acknowledgement of the fact that I hit a milestone, but I didn't really have time to kind of take part properly. So I'd emailed Niv just to say, I just want to acknowledge this achievement, but I can't actually carry on. So you're getting one song from me. Okay. And I think I've done Songfight once. I think the big Grand Parade one or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I do actually have it in my notes now that I'm looking at it. How did I skip that? It says that you were in Neurein 18 and 20, and you won Neurein 18 round one, which is a big deal considering it's like, it was probably 30 songs or something, right?
Yeah, it's an okay song, yeah.
Everybody else thought it was more than okay. So.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's a very British self-deprecating view of my music, but I generally and genuinely don't remember most of the stuff I write. Once I finish recording it, it's gone, and I barely think about it again.
I think every day about Pastel Purple Icing. I'm just still trying to think about what the hell that's about.
Because you did a podcast about that. I remember you not being clear about the subject, and there was a very clear topic that it was about, but it was quite well disguised because it's quite a sensitive topic, but it was about miscarriage is what it was about. So it was quite a sad song, but disguised so as not to be unacceptably sad.
Yeah, I don't think any of us clued into that at all. So
sorry, bring the mood down right at the start.